Today, we are going to talk about leveraging faith for manifestation inside the quantum evolution cycle. Faith is such an important component of being able to create what we desire, and it gets overlooked or misunderstood, mistranslated, and misapplied. Okay? Your ability to believe in the unmanifested reality directly affects your ability to create that reality. So this is something I really, really, really want you to get as the foundational piece of how we create, okay? Your ability to believe in the unmanifested, like whatever is not here yet, directly affects your ability to create it. A lot of times what I see people do is that they come up with this idea of what they want, but then they don't believe they can have it or that that could happen for them. Maybe for other people, but not for them. And then what they're looking for is the proof that, well, because I did everything right, like I intended, I showed up, I've done the right action, I, you know, set the right intentions and affirmations, and I wrote it in my journal, and I made a, you know, some sort of a collage about it. That means that it should happen. And when it happens, then I will believe. And it might be a very subtle subconscious thing when you think you believe, but if you're really, really honest with yourself, there might be a part of you that actually does not, and looking for proof in your external reality. Like when this happens, okay, then I know for sure I am capable, or for sure I know I am lovable, or I am deserving, and so on. So you can see the issue here. It's kind of like saying that I can only have the faith after I have the proof, which sort of negates the point because it's not a faith anymore, right? Faith is something that you have without the proof. So if you're looking for the proof subconsciously or semi-consciously, and you kind of assume that once you have it, then you will feel something, confident or present or lovable or whatever the thing is that you're looking for, that in itself is a form of sabotage of manifestation, okay? So we want to use our quantum evolution cycles correctly. So when we are in the disruption, where we are in the void, and when we are in expansion, we maintain the faith instead of losing it because of whatever the external circumstances are showing us. That is kind of the foundational key part to your manifestation capacity in this lifetime. So through your ability to believe in the unseen yet things and to hold the emotional frequency of that vision, you are able to create stuff in the third dimension that does not exist here yet. So these are the pieces of the puzzle in order to create what doesn't exist. So anytime we're looking to manifest something, it's usually not just, well, I want to improve this. To improve something, you can just take action and it will get improved. So when we're using the word manifestation, or to create some desired future into reality, we're usually talking about quantum leaps. We're talking about something bigger within us. So that might mean a different level of you, stepping up to the next level of yourself, next level of your career, next level of your relationship, next level of your business. If you're an entrepreneur, next level of types of clients you work with, and so on. Being able to do that without the external proof is how we create. Like the reason I've been successful in a lot of things in my life is that capacity. Having faith doesn't mean kind of like this blind, happy place, like, oh, everything will be okay thing. That's not what I'm talking about. That's kind of delusional. Even though, yes, faith is a little delusional. But what I am talking about is your ability to imagine something and then attach your emotion to it without attaching your value to it. And just hold that experience within your system as if it is true now. That is truly faith, okay? So when we just kind of try to think positively, but underneath we don't really believe it, that creates an energy discrepancy, which then stops our ability to manifest anything. When we don't allow ourselves to fully envision whatever it is we want. We just want to kind of like fill the hole, fill something that internally is in scarcity. That also sabotages it. So if you notice, a lot of times when you create something, you want something because of something else that you don't have. So usually that would look like when I have this, let's say, raise in my job, like in my career, like when they give me a raise, then I will know that I'm great at this. Or when I have this next level client, then I know I'm worthy to get paid this much. Or when I have this next level of relationship or this person who is that much in love with me, then I know I'm really worthy and lovable. So anytime we have, if this happens, then that will be my experience, we're coming out of scarcity, not abundance, which means it's not really faith because we are subconsciously looking for a proof. And that is not going to create the result that we want, or at least not with ease. It will create a lot of struggle and hardship to make that happen. Okay? So, what is faith in a quantum sense? Because we're talking about quantum evolution. So, faith is an emotional alignment with possibility. So, whatever it is that you pull out from the quantum field, if you're able to emotionally align to it without attaching your value, that's faith. As soon as you attach your value to it, it stops being faith. So, think of it from the perspective that quantum field is a field of possibilities. That means everything is 100% possible 100% of the time. Out of that field, you want something. As soon as you can imagine it, you make that possible for you. So it's not just possible out there somewhere for anyone. It's now specifically possible for you because you aligned your emotional frequency to it. So your desire energy is aligned with the thing you want. At that point, it's very important to not have the incorrect attachment. So, you know how they always say, if you love it, let it go, and then you will know for sure that this is real. So, this is kind of goes in that direction that if you desire something, you envision it, think of it like you gave it up to the universe, and you can maintain the desire energy without attaching any if-then to it. That's faith. As soon as the if-then piece is linked, it becomes negative attachment because now you're saying, I'm looking for proof. So that's how you know if you're actually in the energy of faith or if you're in the energy of sort of trying to believe and be positive, but looking for proof subconsciously underneath it all. Okay? Frequency of your emotions will mold the material reality around you. That's why emotional mastery is such a big deal. So, being your own authority that is able to be in a conscious control of your emotions is paramount in order to be able to manifest anything in your life. If you feel that emotions just happen to you, and one day you feel great, one day you feel bad, and you have no idea what that means, and you're attaching meaning to it, like, oh, that means I'm failing, or oh, that means I'm succeeding, oh, that means I'm lovable, oh, that means I'm betrayed or rejected or whatever. If we're doing that, we're not actually being masterful with emotions. Because remember, emotions are only representations of your belief. They by themselves mean nothing. You give them meaning. So all it's a chemical response, either endorphins and you feel good, so then it feels like satisfaction and you want more of it, or it feels like adrenaline and negative hormones like, cortisol and whatever, stress hormones. And then it feels like dissatisfaction, which could translate as fear, confusion, frustration, anger, avoidance, terror, and so on. Betrayal, I mean, all these things. They are emotions that you can choose to place into a category of this means something about me. Or you can utilize them correctly from the standpoint of, okay, what belief is this pointing at? Because obviously this emotion is showing up as an opportunity to help me transform that belief into something more harmonious for me. If you feel, let's say, rejected, okay, well, check the belief that says you can be rejected. What if you change that belief? What if you cannot be rejected because you're already included in the universe? And if somebody doesn't like you, it doesn't mean that you're rejected. It just means they don't like you and nothing more than that. Now that same chemical response in your body that says, okay, I have some discomfort going on here, is not translated as rejection or betrayal or abandonment, but instead simply translates as, oh, this person doesn't like me and I don't like, you know, when somebody doesn't like me, but that's okay. That's not anything about me. It's actually more about the other person. So that helps you to link belief to your conscious progress of your evolutionary cycles. When you're in disruption, you're breaking through a lot of the beliefs, you're kind of breaking them apart. When you're in a void, you're witnessing a lot of things, but you're not necessarily doing anything about, or they are dissolving and you have to let them go, even if you may be very fond of your negative belief. And if you're in expansion phase, the new beliefs are being shown to you as like, this is more beneficial for you to stand for or believe this way, which means you would have to adopt the new beliefs. So emotions point to beliefs. That's it. They don't mean anything by themselves. And having frequency of your emotions matching the highest possible creation you desire to create allows the external reality to mold itself towards whatever it is you're looking to create, okay? So your thoughts in your brain, they stimulate neurotransmitters. Those neurotransmitters then go through your body and create emotional response. That's your hormonal response. So that's either satisfaction or dissatisfaction if we take any meaning from that. That's all it is. It's either stress hormones or pleasure hormones. Now, we give them all sorts of stories, but that's all that's actually happening, which means that's how much power you have. You can label it any way you want, you know? So once you have these hormonal responses going through your body because your emotional response is calibrated, now this calibrates your heart chakra. And remember, heart is the electromagnetic wave generator. So this is what's going to then give the charge to your mind to then respond to the quantum field, the bigger picture. So how do you calibrate your heart? Matters. If your heart is calibrated with pain because your thoughts were negative, which then stimulated neurotransmitters, which then created negative hormonal response of dissatisfaction, which then you didn't have the emotional mastery on and maybe labeled as something horrible about yourself, like self-worth issue of some sort. Now, what do you think your heart would be calibrated with? Pain, right? So then because your heart resonates it out into your field, your mind then picks it up, and this is where our brain reticular activating system looks for evidence of what it is that we told our reality is. So you said your brain to look for reality that you get hurt a lot, or people reject you a lot, or you're not worthy, or you're the kind of person who always gets messed up relationships, or you just cannot seem to get the right clients no matter what you do. Whatever this programming that happened, if it was negative, you're through your heart resonance then telling your reticular activating system in your brain that very message. So now your brain is going to pick out of the quantum field only the negative things that match specifically what you told it to look for, okay? So now imagine we're gonna do that in reverse. Imagine that your thoughts stimulated positive neurotransmitters. Like maybe you decided that you are awesome, you're on the mission and you're here to change this planet and influence it positively, and you being in this higher state of gratitude and self-expression of your brilliance somehow affects this world. Maybe directly with somebody, if it's in your career or business or in relationship, maybe indirectly, if it's just by you going for walks and talking with nature and just resonating energy into random people in a store. But that's your general perspective, right? So those are the thoughts. Now, these thoughts will create very different emotional response, right? That emotional response would be of satisfaction department, not dissatisfaction. Satisfaction could be translated as joy or excitement or pleasure or just feeling good and so on. Happiness, balance, peace. Now, with those energies, how are you going to be calibrating your heart? very differently, right? So that calibration then resonates into electromagnetically into your energy field. Now your mind, your higher mind, picks that up and tells your brain reticular activating system to look for evidence for those things. So now all you see in your life is happy people who are supporting you and people who are getting excited, or maybe you're doing something and how well your words affect, let's say, your colleagues or your clients, or how your relationship seems to have this amazing flow. You're noticing these things. Now, does that mean that the bad things don't exist? Of course they do. But your brain is not focusing on them, so you're picking less of them. This is how we literally manifest, because whatever it is that you are focusing on, that reticular activating system in your brain is picking out from the tapestry of multidimensional reality around you and in this third dimension as well, that's what you're then going to attract. That's how we manifest through faith. Because if you right now not seeing, let's say, the type of evidence you would like for whatever it is you desire to create, but you choose different thoughts. You choose thoughts that are towards the evidence you want. And now those thoughts create neurotransmitters that are in a satisfaction department, which then get labeled positively, which then calibrate your heart electromagnetically positively, which then resonates as the monopole into the universe, affects your energy field and affects your higher mind, which then translates to your brain reticular activating system. All right, we're looking for this awesome evidence. Brain starts picking that out of reality, and you hold that perception. You keep getting that response back. Now the universe sees you as a vortex. You just created an energy vortex. You just anchored yourself differently. And because of that, whatever it is that's matching whatever you were calibrating yourself at starts to come towards you. You're naturally magnetizing it. You don't have to go after it anymore. It comes to you. So maybe you just given a raise or given an opportunity to present something that will allow you to earn more money. Maybe amazing client just shows up and all you need to do is just be clear and, you know, professional, and that client signs up with you. Maybe relationship-wise, you just meet the right person without having to go through all this stuff of dating and everything. Just the right person shows up, you just end up in conversation, and somehow magically that's the right thing. Like I had the other day, one of my clients, she had a car, flat tire, and stopped on the side of the road, and she called the AAA and was waiting, and it was taking like an hour and nobody was still showing up. So then somebody pulled over and it was a nice man, and they ended up talking, and he said, well, how about I'll just change your tire because you have the tire. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. He was very well dressed. He was driving a nice car. He was totally awesome person. They ended up talking. It was kind of like one of those easy things. Not either one of them, I'm sure, was thinking about dating each other, but they just ended up connecting. They exchanged the phone numbers, and then they ended up talking, and now they having a great relationship. So that's not something that she planned, but what she did is she was working on this energetics of, okay, I just choose to stop saying that there's no good men out there, no matter what, it's just all this hard, I just hate internet dating. Instead, I'm just going to look at how amazing men exist in the world. And she started to look for that, literally just read stories about amazing men that were of the type, like educated and courageous and strong, like whatever she liked. She just started to look for evidence of that without attachment to herself. And then this kind of a man just shows up in her life without her doing anything. So that's just one of the examples. I can give you many examples like this with my entrepreneur clients, when they shift how they see themselves and what kind of clients they want to work with. And then they start attracting these kinds of people that just kind of come to them and inquire about working with them without them have to go after them, after those clients. So all these components are parts of the puzzle that if you put that together correctly, you are able to manifest anything you want in your life. So thoughts stimulate neurotransmitters. It's up to you what kind of thoughts you put out. That's where the authority comes in. Then emotional response occurs. That's your hormonal response. That's again when authority comes in as to what meaning you're going to give this response. Without any meaning connected to it at all, it's simply satisfaction, dissatisfaction. That's it. But your choice how you're going to label it. If it's in a dissatisfaction territory, then self-mastery here is the component of choosing to label it correctly for yourself so that you are not going to then miscreate, okay? And from there, your heart gets calibrated, your mind and energy field gets informed. Now the universe knows what to give to you because your brain is looking for evidence of that and you become naturally a vortex, okay? So your faith, your ability to hold that authority of proper thoughts and emotions, the meaning you give it, and holding that meaning no matter what actual evidence you're seeing, that's actually what creates your reality. So faith creates your reality if you're doing this correctly with the proper higher self authority. Okay, so your ability to maintain high harmonious stable emotional charge is the key to creation. Because if you were thinking positive thoughts, but as soon as it became emotional, vroom, you go down to the bottom of the ocean, that's not going to work out very well for manifestation. So that's where the authority is very, very important, because maintaining that harmonious, stable emotional charge is the key. So there are three pieces here, right? Desire based on the positive, not from the negative. So you're not filling any hole like if then, but that it's based on true desire. Number two, faith that is that whatever it is you want is actually possible for you. Because if you want the proof of it before it happened, that's you not believing that it's possible for you. So that's the faith piece. And number three is actions and thoughts only from that higher place of the vision that you are holding. Okay? So hopefully this gives you a clear overview as to how we actually energetically create, like the energetics of your creation, and how to leverage faith for manifestation. So I will see you in the spotlight when we will go deeper into one of the components.